Monsters from the Basement.
Hey, this is William Catt, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing with Monsters from the Basement. I'm at the Days of the Dead convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm here with the greatest American hero, William Catt. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming by and speaking with me for a few minutes.
Been having a good weekend here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. These fans are great, you know. This is not typically my fan base with the horror genre, but I guess because I did House and Carrie years ago, people still remember me from that. So I get a number of folks coming by to say hi, and they are just always the best.
So when did you first decide you wanted to be an actor?
Oh, my God. Well, I grew up in an acting family. My mom and my dad were both actors, so I kind of grew up in it. Ran line with my folks when I was just a little kid and started doing a couple things as an actor when I was 12, really. And found my way into acting then after, in college I did a little bit of it. And then after I got out of the service, I really pursued it strongly.
Now, one of the first films you did was Stephen King's Carrie, right?
Yeah, that was the first film that I actually was noticed for. I mean, I had done a lot of theater before then, which is primarily how I started and where I came from and how I think of myself as a theater actor. But I've done a lot of films and television. I've been very, very lucky.
Do you have any memories of filming Carrie?
Oh, it's funny. I'm sitting here next to PJ Souls. I just remember having a great time with all of them. Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of people that in that film that went on, like Sissy Spacek, John Travolta, Amy Irving, you, PJ Souls. I mean, it was just like a smorgasbord of stars to be.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody coming out of that film, we all had a pretty good career, you know? And there was a lot of others. I mean, besides the leads in those films, a lot of the kids that were like were kind of the Greek chorus, so to speak. They all went on and had good careers too, in their own ways.
I know that scene where the blood comes down. That scared the bejesus out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That the sequence took about 2 weeks to shoot all the stuff in the gymnasium. That was really the only time that we all worked together, because most of my stuff was working with Amy Irving or I was working with Sissy.
Now, that one scene, how long did that take to shoot? Did y'all have to, where the blood poured down on her, did y'all have to do that many times?
That was probably, the whole setup to the blood spilling was about a week, and then once the blood spilled, that was probably another week to shoot with all the fire and all that other stuff, yeah.
And then you did another horror film called House.
Did House many years later. After I had finished Greatest American Hero, we did a film called House by the great Steve Miner directed that, who was a wonderful, wonderful director. And it was really his sense of humor that really shined through in that film, made it the success that it was.
Also, you mentioned The Greatest American Hero. That was one of my favorite TV shows. I've got all the DVDs that have come out, and I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to do. I was doing theater in New York, doing a Michel Tremblay play called Bonjour le Bonjour, off-Broadway with Diana Wiest, and Steve Cannell sent me that script, and I read it. It was very funny. He flew out. We had dinner at the Russian Tea Room, and I agreed to come back and do it. So it was a lot of fun. It was quite a ride. I didn't expect that it would go for the period of time that it did. I mean, my agent promised me it was only going to last 4 or 5 episodes and then be gone, and I'd be able to go back to New York and do theater, but that's not the way it turned out, fortunately. Yeah.
And you've also done some voiceover work too, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I've done some stuff for some Warner Brothers cartoons and some Japanese imports that came over. That's always a lot of fun. because I get to work with all those guys that do voiceover, like for Warner Brothers and whatnot. It's a very small family of guys and gals, and they are just all nuts. Crazy, crazy, wonderful people.
That makes it that much more fun.
Yeah.
So as you look back over your career, what are you most thankful for?
I'm thankful that I've been able to make a living at a profession that I loved doing, you know. And what drove me to it originally holds me there now, which is the people, the community, the family of individuals that are so creative and generous and gracious with their time, and that's what's been the best part of the whole thing.
And do you have any future projects you're working on?
Well, I'm always working on stuff. So I work as an actor, and now I've got some independent stuff coming out. I got a new project called Moon that I did. That's I play a small role, but the head of a spy agency. They're trying to sell that now. I work behind the scenes at a company called Sideshow Production, and we produce commercials for toy commercials primarily. And that's what we do for cable and the web. And we've worked with Disney and Jack's Pacific and Konami. And it's a lot of fun. But I work behind the scenes. I sit at a desk and write and put the productions together. And then Chris Foligno, our great boss, directs them, most of them, and puts them together. And I work with about five or six regulars that are make up the heart of the company. And I'm kind of the old war dog that they let hang out with all these young guys, and we have a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time talking with me today.
Oh, thanks. I've had a lot of fun.
And best of luck to you in the future.
Okay, thanks, man.